Gabriel Kahane is one of those rare musicians who travels easily between classical musical theater and pop. He once even turned personal ads on Craigslist into a series of songs for classical singers. His new album, The Ambassador, could have been based on Google Maps. Each song corresponds to a specific address in Los Angeles, like 3400 Wilshire Boulevard.
Wilshire was a wilderness when they thought to build this place. But soon the starlets were arriving like they were runners to a race.
3400 Wilshire is where the Ambassador Hotel once stood, the site of early Academy Awards banquets and Robert F. Kennedy's assassination. Our own Angelino, Renee Montaigne, spoke with Gabriel Kahane about the album.
Even though Gabriel Kahane was born in L.A., and his father, Jeffrey Kahane, is the director of the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra, Gabriel Kahane wasn't raised in Los Angeles, so these songs are a kind of musical tour.
For those of us who don't live in L.A., we are frequently left with these sort of cliches and stereotypes about what the city is, that it's the den of the superficial. And I think that I had sort of adopted some of this kind of dogmatic antipathy toward L.A. until I started making trips west for work as a musician.
In this album, Gabriel Kahane makes 10 stops at places you can find on a map, like Griffith Park, 1800 Observatory Avenue.
Where I have frequently gone up and looked out over that vista, feeling the pulse of the city at night.
When it glitters all the way to the horizon. In Kahane's imagination, he's come there for a post-apocalyptic picnic, rubbing in sunscreen after a nuclear disaster.
I want to take you to Griffith Park. I hear the radiation's falling. We'll put a blanket on the overlook. Watch the half-life neon crawl. All the leaves have all turned black. I'll put sunscreen on your back, and we'll hike to the observatory.
The song is more of a fantasy that deals with Hollywood's tendency toward destroying Los Angeles. I don't know if you know the Slovenian philosopher slash film critic slash comedian Slavoj Žižek, but he has this great essay where he talks about the fact that people in the third world fantasize about coming to America for a better life. And so what do Americans fantasize about? They fantasize about destruction on such an order that they would be sort of ripped from their privilege. And he says that Hollywood, as our collective unconscious, sort of expresses that in all of these disaster films.
As it happens, one stop on Kahane's musical tour takes us to 6667 Hollywood Boulevard, the Walk of Fame, where we enter a 95-year-old establishment whose dark wood paneling and worn leather booths take one back to noir L.A., the Musso and Frank Grill.
Mm-hmm.
I had my first Manhattan there. I hear they make the best in the city.
I'm generally not a morning drinker. I said the gold tooth man to the bar, keep ordering a second gimlet. The writer works at the Lush Life.
You dedicate this song, Musso and Frank, to Raymond Chandler and Philip Marlowe.
I fell so much in love with Raymond Chandler's writing, and in particular in The Long Goodbye, Philip Marlowe, the character, hangs out at the Musso and Frank Steakhouse, and we also know that Raymond Chandler, the writer, hung out at Musso and Frank. And, you know, I got the sense from reading about Chandler that he was a pretty tortured guy. He married a woman nearly his mother's age just after his mother's death. He was fiercely homophobic on the one hand, but in The Long Goodbye, I think more than in any of his other books, the kind of homoerotic tension really rises. So I think that song, Musso and Frank, is not just an homage to Chandler and Marlowe, but maybe more specifically to that perpetually blurry line between the artist and his hero.
The last stop on Gabriel Kahane's map is at Union Station downtown. It's an Art Deco landmark along the entry point for travelers pursuing their West Coast dreams. In this song, the train is headed out, leaving L.A.
Here's the defeat in a train from L.A. When manifest destiny brought us all this way.
Part of the lore of L.A. is how many are defeated by their dreams.
I have found in exploring Union Station that it is both monumentally beautiful, but that there is this inherent sadness to it. And I do think that it has to do with that narrative of manifest destiny. What does it mean to get on a train in L.A.? L.A. is supposed to be the terminus. And there is something kind of conveniently tragic about people boarding a train in Los Angeles.
When the alkali flats with their cracks pass by, think of the color wheel, think of the western sky. A distant city with a distant glow. The hall of the lost has let me go.
When you add up just what we've talked about, and this is just a handful of the 10 songs in this landscape that is your Los Angeles, what does it mean to you?
To answer on the gut level, what my relationship to Los Angeles is that I love it in the way that we love family members. We sometimes don't like our family, but we always love them. This is a reverent love letter to a city that I find moving, vexing, beautiful, frustrating all at once.
Well, thank you very much for joining us.
It has been such a pleasure.
In this black garden, I once called the selfish city. I try to calculate the anguish and the anger and all the aspirations of the millions who've lived here.
That's Renee talking with Gabriel Kahane. His new album is called The Ambassador, and you can hear the complete album at nprmusic.org.